From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Whales are among the great communicators of the animal world. They produce all sorts of sounds, squeaks, whistles, even epic arias. Well, a study out this week tells the story of one whale that years ago did something that's apparently never been documented before or since. He imitated human speech. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story.
The beluga, or white whale, is smallish, as whales go, and very cute, if you're into marine mammals. They're called the canaries of the sea because they're very vocal. These sounds from National Geographic's website are for things like echolocation, like bats do, or basic communication, as in, "Hello, honey, I'm home." But a white whale at San Diego's National Marine Mammal Foundation did something different. Nosy, as he was called, lived in an enclosure in the bay. Biologist Sam Ridgway was there one day when divers were swimming nearby.
Well, this one diver surfaced next to the whale pen and said, "Who told me to get out?" And the supervisor said, "Nobody said anything."
A curious Ridgway started recording Nosy, and this is what he heard. Audiograms of Nosy's chatter showed that the rhythm and pitch were different from normal whale sounds, and very similar to human speech. In fact, Nosy had lowered the pitch of his sounds several octaves below normal. Ridgway says there's no reason to think that Nosy understood speech. He was just mimicking humans he'd heard.
I think it was from divers using underwater communication equipment.
When Nosy was mimicking humans, Ridgway looked inside the whale's nose.
He did an unusual thing that we'd never seen before in any of these animals, which was he overinflated the two large sacs that kind of collect air to make sound.
This all took place in the mid-1980s. After a few years, Nosy stopped talking and has since died. Ridgway just published his research in the journal Current Biology. He says he would have done it earlier, but thought a talking whale was a side issue. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.